1, 2, 3, 4. Our first offsite interview. We're at the Coffee Pot Cafe with David.
Hello.
And we're going to interview him, and he has lots of fish and coffee.
Spoils and of plants.
Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with another episode. I banged on the table. Sorry, guys. We are back with another episode of Soap, the Spoils of Akron podcast. We have a very special guest with us today. But first, my name is Ryan Dyke, and my co-host for the show is a Mr.
Benjamin Arrington.
Benjamin Arrington. Now, we have a very special guest with us tonight. What is your name, sir?
David DiDomenico.
DiDomenico. I've been practicing that for about 5 minutes now. Fudge.
DiDomenico.
Dang it. I already messed it up. Dang it. But no, we are off-site. It's our first interview. Well, we're still...
I guess you'd say we are on-site, actually.
But we're off-site from our original place.
Yeah, we are not in the library recording room.
No, but we are still in the library.
kind of. We are here at the Coffee Pot Cafe,
which is located at 60 South High Street in Akron, Ohio.
Which is also like the same address as the library.
It is the same address as the library. You don't have a separate address for the Coffee Pot?
No, but we're on the South Main Street side of the building.
So that's what they. Yeah. If you needed to tell people like where you were at, you would say 60 South High Street.
Yeah.
Located in the library, but on this on the High Street side.
Correct.
Okay.
So the Main Street, wait, which one?
That's Main Street.
Yeah, that's Main Street. So yeah, we can see Main Street right here. This is a nice people watching place.
We get like
place.
A cool, like a moving like panorama. Scenery behind us the entire time. It's so cool. David can't see it. He's got his back to it. But you see it all day anyways.
All day, every day.
So, good sir, how long are you here? What's the hours that the Coffee Pot Cafe runs?
We're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Okay. And what about on Saturdays? I know you had the game night here a couple weeks ago.
Right. That was a one-off on April 4th. We joined up with Art Walk, and we had live music, local art, board games. But normally we're close. Why are you looking at me like
no,
that?
No, I was clicking the pen. I always make noise in the background. We're in a different room, so it's a little bit more, I don't know. It just sounds different.
Yeah.
So I'm just worried that I'm making too much noise.
A little bit of an echo.
Well, the ceilings are like 16 feet tall, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're normally...
I need to stop.
We're normally closed on the weekends, but I'm here for you two today.
Ben just threw my pen across the room.
I feel like that's something that only happens in like TV shows. What did I? No, I didn't. Shut up.
Chris said I broke those pens. Put them out of the bag.
I don't know if we might have lost that. I'll pay you back.
Look, I've got a bunch of pens. I'll get you another one.
Yeah. No, I owe him the pen. But yeah, so you teamed up with the Art Walk, and is that like you're planning Art Walk, right?
Yeah, we're doing it again on.
We're doing it again. Well, you'll do it...
May 2nd.
May 2nd will be the next one.
Right.
Now, you're going to do it... The Art Walk is every first Monday of every month.
First Saturday.
First Saturday. I knew it was the first. It's definitely not Monday.
The Art Walk is 5 to 10, I think, but we're usually open 5 to midnight for the Art Walk.
It was pretty cool last time.
Yeah.
I mean, we came for the first one. You played... You gave us some awesome games to play. We played... What's the game with the rocks?
The Moncala. Yeah.
And
Suro.
The mustache game.
The mustache game.
We were bad at that. We were not good.
So bad at that game. But yeah, you had a pretty good turnout. I mean, we came a little bit later than night. We got here probably at about 9:30-ish, and we stayed till about midnight or so.
Yeah.
We stayed for a while.
Yeah.
But you had a pretty good turnout the entire night. How many people do you think showed up?
Maybe between 100, 120 or so.
Wow. That's pretty good numbers. And then you had a live band playing, too.
We did. Anchor the Moon, a couple of fellas from that band were here.
Hey, we know those guys.
Yeah, Top Hat.
They just kind of walked in off the street and started playing for about 90 minutes.
Jonathan
so.
And Chris, they're cool guys. They're cool guys. And with the trumpet?
Yes.
Isn't that such a cool sound?
It sounded amazing in here.
Mm-hmm. And then you had Charlie from Stray Dogs.
Right.
Stray Dog.
Stray Dog. Charlie had his brand new hot dog cart set out on the patio. He did hot dogs and ribs that you could smell 5 or 6 blocks down the street.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helped.
Carts all around the place too. There was another one up at Summit Art Space.
Yeah. We had the yellow cart there, and then the silver cart was here at the cafe.
Yeah, we had some of those hot dogs. This is not a paid endorsement. We're not paid by them. Don't think that this will happen often, I guess.
Those are pretty good hot dogs. Which one did you have?
I don't know, I had a hot dog.
You had barbecue, right?
I had a half barbecue sauce and half the mustard, and I think they make their own barbecue sauce.
Mine was ketchup. Mine was ketchup, now that I remember. That was pretty good.
You put ketchup on a hot dog?
Yeah. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog?
No, not unless you're like 12.
All right, mister.
I used to eat them cold. And my mom would, like, chop them up.
Really?
Yeah, well, when I was
like
a kid.
Like, cooked cold or, like,
no, like,
non-cooked?
Cold. Like, I don't know, like, hot dogs.
Don't you need to cook them out first?
No, you pull them right out of the fridge and...
And just eat them.
What? I thought you had to cook it first.
No, they're already cooked. I mean, you can cook them if you want.
Really? I didn't know this. I really didn't know this. Guys, you learn something new every day, and I just learned that I can eat hot dogs raw. I'm going to start taking them to work.
Well, they're not raw. They're cooked. Yeah. They're cooked and then packaged.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking them to work and eating them like snacks.
You need to talk more into the microphone, I think.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, maybe if you sit a little bit closer.
I'm going to sit. We're sharing a mic again, so I'm going to sit and closer.
Oh, man. Not that close. Man.
Sorry, guys. Scooch back a little bit. Well, to start out, we got a couple corrections we want to throw out there. Ben.
Actually, it's just one.
Oh.
And it's one for myself.
Only one this week?
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. I referred to Uncorked Wine Bar as Corkscrew. I called it the Corkscrew. And it's called Uncorked, and it's right over here on High Street. Mm-hmm. Like we went in there, and everyone was in fancy dress, and they had like free hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
It was pretty cool.
And I didn't know if we were allowed to take any.
We thought it was a private party. We walked in.
That was during the art walk too.
Everybody's like in cocktail dresses, and we're like in jeans and hoodies, and we're like, oh, should we come in here? What's going on? And we thought we were way underdressed, but it actually was a pretty cool event. There was a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, there's art. Mm-hmm. That's where I saw those really cool. There was art. That's where I saw
the art walk.
Yeah, of all places. That's where I saw those really cool photos I liked. Over in that little gallery, like right next to it. Remember we went in and we went in to the left.
I didn't go in there for long. There was lots of glass, and I didn't want to break anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I moved. I didn't want to stay in there for too long. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's the only correction we have. There's a couple events coming up, and there's a couple dates I want to throw out there. My little sister, I'm going to give her a shout out, Miss Sydney Dyke, she listens to the show. And she said, she asked me if we could remind everybody that May 5th, a lot of schools will be voting on levies, and that her school, she goes to Coventry, she just wanted me to send out the date that, you know, remember to go out and vote yes for the schools and
or no, whatever you want.
Ben!
I'm just saying.
You should also vote yes for issue number 8 for the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
The library is very important, and, obviously, the three of us come to the library all the time.
Uh-huh. But yeah, May 5th is a bunch of... that's the voting day, and there's a lot of issues on there. But I know she said for me to throw out Coventry. That's where I graduated from, was Coventry. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Rex Road graduated from Coventry.
Yeah.
So it's just she wanted to throw me to throw that out there.
And I don't think Woodridge is on the levy this year. I don't know. I haven't seen any signs or anything. That's where I went, Woodridge. But
Another thing I want to throw out is this past weekend was the Electric Pressure Cooker hosted by Wandering Aesthetics, Benjamin Rex Road again.
MC'd by Ryan Dyke.
I did. I MC'd it. It was a really fun event. So many people, so many great bands and artists and performers came out. Anchor the Moon was there. They were awesome. And this awesome reggae band.
Yeah, you said they were
Free World.
They were all high school.
And they were high school students. They closed the second act for me, and they were so...
For you specifically.
Yeah, I asked them to. That's why they came out. But they closed the second act, and I'll have to post a video. They had the entire audience dancing. It was great. Yeah. It was a great atmosphere. It's at Pub Rico down in the valley. It was awesome.
Everyone there's so welcoming. Mm-hmm. So nice.
It's a great family.
Awesome.
And then the other thing we got to share is Shane Wynn, who actually works with the Akronist, our own Chris Miller. Chris Miller, hey!
He's waving.
He's waving.
He's a little bit further away today.
Shane Wynn, she took some fantastic photos of that event. And what I love about these photos, we'll have to definitely throw some up and link them, is they're moments. She's not waiting for people to smile or to look their best. There are so many. She took like, I'm tagged in like, I was the MC, so I'm tagged in like 10 or 12 of them. Mm-hmm. And about 10 of them, or whatever, and like 90%, I am making a dopey face. I'm making a face like, ooh, like that. Yeah. That's the sound my face is making. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy that she didn't take, that they're not like, they're not, it's not a photo shoot. They're moments from the electric pressure cooker.
And they're good pictures. They're really good great photos. Pictures.
They're awesome. But yeah, I wanted to throw that out there. And then the next thing is the University of Akron's having a theater show. Actually, some of the people at the electric pressure cooker, they asked me to talk about it on the podcast today.
Okay.
They're having a student showcase on April 23rd and April 24th at the University of Akron at Guzetta Hall. They're going to have a bunch of scenes. They're going to do some showcasing. Alyssa, my friend Alyssa's going to be there. Kendra Strickland, Rosalind Jenner, Nikki Romo. These are all names that if you've listened to a podcast or you know our friends, you know those names. So they're going to do some showcasing on that day, on that event. So they wanted me to give a little shout out there.
And it's free, right? There's a
$5 suggested donation. Yeah. But, I mean, if you can, if not, I mean, you're supporting artists, and that's always a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of Akron U.
Yeah.
They,
ooh, good segue.
Yeah, like they were on BuzzFeed's list of the 27 top most underrated colleges in America. I have the page pulled up.
I'm trying to see what number it was.
We are numbers. Not we. I didn't go there.
Yeah, neither did I.
Number six.
None of us.
Number 16. I think it's funny that BuzzFeed has the 27. It's just a random number.
Yeah,
like
why
they
not
write
like
a
30.
They write a list 25. And they just like you know. I'm,
people at BuzzFeed.
27's enough.
People at BuzzFeed probably went to 28, 29, and 30.
Oh, that's why they were like, oh, we shouldn't probably send those names. Those we shouldn't put those dates. Those names out there. Not all alma maters. We don't want to talk about that. I got a cool thing. Talking about, I keep going back to Benjamin Rexroad about this. Cuyahoga Valley National Parks hope to begin construction on a mountain bike trail.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Have you ever gone mountain biking?
It's different than, so,
like,
no.
than like taking a bike in, on a trail. It's like you're riding up and down a mountain.
Yeah, no.
You never done that?
No.
Neither
have I. I don't know if I would ever do that. That sounds terrible.
Neither have I. I've always wanted to.
No. But yeah, it's they're being funded by the Knight Foundation, the James and John Knight Foundation.
I got the story right here if you need it, Ben.
Yeah, I have it too. It's just a little bit far away, but yeah.
Yep, the grant from the James L. and John S. Knight Foundation is helping to cover part of the cost.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
That John S. Knight, grants, maybe we should get a part of that.
They're the ones that gave the grant for the hostel for the Better Block.
And the loot crate, the Akron loot crate.
Unbox Akron.
That's what it's called. It's like loot crate, but for Akron. Yeah. All right, that's our own David, Dave here. He runs a awesome page he just set up on Facebook. We should talk about this because, I mean, we're surrounded by him anyways. Fish.
I don't know about fish. This page.
Fish? Akron Aquatex?
Oh, I thought it was just a page for fish.
No.
Just fish in general.
No, but Dave, you've been doing, you have a degree in it or something like that, right? Or you've studied it before.
I've studied botany. Okay. But if you look around the cafe, we've got plants and aquariums everywhere. So I've decided to start offering my services to build aquariums for people.
Nice.
That's so cool. So how many do you have here in the store, in the coffee pot cafe?
Four and a half.
Four and a half?
Four and a half. One, I'm letting the water acclimate right now.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we don't know what that means. Teach us.
Or is that something that's like general knowledge and we should know what means?
Well, you can't just fill an aquarium with water and then plop your fish in.
What?
Really?
Yeah, there's all kinds of chemicals.
My dad killed so many of my fish growing up. Is that why?
That's probably why. There's a bunch of garbage in city water, especially in an urban environment. There's chlorine and fluoride and a whole mess of things that the fish can't process. So you let the water sit for a couple of days to get to room temperature, a cocktail of chemicals, and then it's ready for fish.
And then you got to like put the fish in the little baggie for a little bit,
room
too.
Temperature.
Well, you take the fish home from the fish store in a bag. It's water and oxygen, and you plop the bag into the aquarium so that the water that the fish is currently in gets to the temperature of your new aquarium. Then you open the bag and let the fish out.
Yeah, I know that from like elementary school.
How long have you been interested in this or doing this? Did you have fish as a kid?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like a month.
You've been doing this for a month?
Yeah.
What? And you got frogs.
The way you talk about it, it sounds like you've been doing this forever.
I work in a coffee shop in the library.
What does that mean?
There are books everywhere.
Oh, so you read
there are
books fish books.
Everywhere.
What? I need to work in a coffee pot. I feel like I would get smarter.
A coffee pot?
I feel like I would get smarter.
You'll open up a second location, coffee pot, cafe. Yeah.
No, there's no excuse for not learning something when you've got a library as great as
so
ours.
So how did you come up with it? Did you just randomly pick a book? Or were you just walking up and down the, this looks good, and you just picked a book? Or what sparked the interest?
We already had an aquaponic set up here, and so I set up a couple of other aquariums for more decorative reasons. But the aquaponic system is pretty neat. There's two tanks stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
The bottom tank has fish, and the top tank has plants. Every 2 or 3 hours or so, about a third of the water from the fish tank gets siphoned into the plant tank. It's just roots and rocks, so the water slowly trickles down, and the plants clean the water, and the water goes back into the tank.
And then the fish poop in the water, and then right. It goes back up to the water, and then it's just a cycle, and the plants keep cleaning the water, and the fish keep pooping, yeah. And it just keeps going back and forth.
Yep, yeah, fish poop water.
Poop is good for the plants, right? Uh-huh. Is that the idea? Is it fertilizes the plants a little bit?
The fish poop water is actually so good for the plants that I save it after I change the aquarium tanks on Sunday, and then I use it to water all the plants in the cafe.
Oh, nice. That's a little
are you going nervous. To? I remember you were telling us you're going to start growing vegetables and herbs and stuff.
I actually already have vegetables growing.
Zucchini, right?
Zucchini, yeah. I should have zucchini by the end of May. The flowers have already opened, and I've manually pollinated them. I've got black
beans.
Wait,
what does manually pollinated mean?
Well, we're inside. We don't have birds or bees.
So how do you manually pollinate something?
You take a little paintbrush, a tiny little fine bristled paintbrush, and you stick it in one flower and you rub it around, and then you go to the next flower and do it over and over and over again.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
So if you have indoor plants, you need to do that?
Yeah, you absolutely need to do that.
My father killed so many of my indoor plants as a child.
You don't have to do it. I mean, if you've got bugs in your house, but, you know.
So wait, so you've been doing the fish stuff for like a month.
Yeah.
Right? So if that's what you can learn in a month, What else can you do? Yeah, I mean, well, like, what have you been doing the past, for months in your past, for years?
Like, do you just learn a new skill, like, every month?
Why not?
It's like
why
Batman.
Not? I don't know. It's just
Batman.
You seem like an expert in all of this, and I don't know. I work at Hale Farm, and I started out there, like, not knowing anything about history, and I still, like, a lot of that stuff just goes over my head.
So I promise this isn't a paid endorsement, but we really do have a great library downtown. Mm-hmm. And voting yes on issue 8 on May 5th is really going to help them continue the services that they offer. Yeah. So you talk about...
It's always busy here. You always walk in here and there's people using the computers and looking at books and renting out movies and DVDs and stuff.
No, borrowing.
Borrowing, you're right. Not renting.
Right.
And people are using it. It is yeah. a...
We use it.
The Akron Digital Media Center is a part of it.
This is Ohio. It's not Florida. Our libraries are totally free and open to everybody.
What?
Wait, what about Florida?
I don't know. Look it up sometime.
Oh, okay,
Florida libraries?
they charge?
That's
no, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about politics.
Oh, okay.
So anyways.
No, we need to talk about this.
I mean, we can, but maybe later.
Never mind. Yeah.
So after you've been doing the tanks and learning about all that, do you think at some point you are going to pick up something else, or do you think you're just going to get more plants and learn more about the fish poop and stuff like that?
Well, we do have quite a few open windowsills left. I mean, there's probably enough room for 200-300 more plants in here.
What?
It's a huge room.
Wow. I guess so.
It's going to look
like Jurassic World. How many plants are in here right now?
100 maybe.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I guess
not including all the plants that are in the aquarium.
And you planted all of them?
Not all of them. Many of them. All of the herbs and greens on the windowsill over there I planted from seeds from the library's seed sharing light. So the library, the Akron Public Library, has what they call a seed sharing library. It's one of the old card catalogs. I think you guys are too young to remember those. But
Dewey Decimal System.
Right. So the Akron Public Library gives away free seeds. They take donations of seeds, and about this time of year, anyone can go and grab whatever seeds they want. They're totally free. You don't have to do anything, but just put a little note. They've got a binder. You write down what seeds you took, and so all of those greens, all those herbs, the black beans that I'm growing, they came straight from the library.
Wow, I had no idea where they had that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's such a cool idea.
I didn't know they gave out seeds like that.
Yeah, every year. It's a great service. A lot of people, maybe they don't have enough money to buy seeds or plants. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just live in a small space.
They're expensive. It's expensive. Yeah. I used to work at a garden center, and it's like $3 a pack for like 12 seeds or something. It's not cheap.
Yeah. A couple of milligrams, but you know, if you don't need a full seed packet, there's only a handful of seeds. Maybe you've only got a few pots to grow in, a patio, something like that. So,
how long have you been? Now, do you own the Coffee Pot Cafe?
I don't. The Coffee Pot is the sister restaurant to the Stew Pot Kitchen. It's about 200 feet north of here, on the same side of the street as the library.
Oh, okay.
What building is that in?
What building, Chris? Do you know what building that is? I can't. The Nantucket Building. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's the building right next to. It's actually between two courtyards.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been by.
Oh yeah. We walk past there. So like, are they just keep opening up like the blank something cafe, but it's pot cafe? Like, can I open up one that's called like the Witch Pot Cafe?
Well, it all depends on how you vote next year.
Ooh. Oh, no, soap, politics again.
The Soap Pot Cafe.
No,
the Soap Pot Cafe.
I don't know. I don't know what's next for us. We're constantly growing the coffee pot and the stew pot.
How long have you worked here?
3 months.
3 months you've been in this space?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do before?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. A decade worth of soul-crushing office work.
Oh, where did you work? Do you care about talking about it?
I don't want to talk about politics.
Did you go to school? Where did you graduate?
I graduated in 1999 from North High School.
And then did you go to college, or after high school, did you get a day job, or what'd you do?
Yeah, I got a day job. A soul-crushing day job.
I know what that feels like.
Yeah. What is your day job?
Me? I work as a machinist. And that one's not soul crushing though. I like that job.
I'm sorry. No.
Being a machinist, I like it. The hours are nice, 6 to 2.
What does a machinist do?
Make parts, like car parts, make metal, like cut up stuff, do lots of math. I do a lot of math.
That's terrible.
I like it.
No, math is awful.
I love it. It's nice.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that either. Like doing math all day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean.
Heavy
well,
lifting.
Heavy lifting, though.
It's a labor. It's
left brain guy anyway.
I wouldn't imagine somebody like you could lift anything.
I do, and that's my job. Like I'm at the bottom of the totem pole at my job. My responsibilities are to get metal to people, cut it, look at the prints, do the math, figure out what they need, and then I have to lift it up onto a saw, cut it, and then carry it over to everybody. Yeah, I do. I'm like getting ripped over here.
No,
touch
he's
my muscles.
Not.
Touch it. Touch no. my bicep. You see? Check it out.
No.
You don't think
terrible.
So?
That's awful.
I used to be like 135 pounds, and now I'm 140.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm getting up there.
Whoa.
I'm getting up there. So at the art walk, when you had a bunch of people come in and you did the game night, are you going to keep doing those at every art walk?
Every art walk for the foreseeable future. So the first Saturday of every month from 5 to midnight will be open. We're looking for great bands to come and play live for us. Once the weather really breaks, we'll be spilling out into the patio.
Yeah, that was the one thing with this past when it was Easter weekend,
right.
And it was really cold outside.
Yeah,
It is nice today, though. It's been nice,
it's really nice
this week.
That was me knocking on wood.
I don't know if this is real wood.
Is this not wood?
Probably
yes,
not.
Oh, it's Ben's guitar.
No!
I knocked on Ben's guitar.
It's not real wood either.
Dang it.
So right now we don't have a band booked or anything. It's just kind of free form. But I know of this great band. Copper Pennies, maybe?
Hey!
Oh, no, I've never heard of them.
Those people, we've heard about them.
So if they want to come and play, that'll be fantastic.
They might. I mean, I got the schedule book right here. I could look through.
Oh, you have the Copper Pennies schedule book?
I do. They loaned it to me.
And also, we have an open invitation to Anchor the Moon. Come anytime, day or night.
You need to ask Bad News Benny, Time Cat, any of those guys. Like, you need next open mic, you should come to the open mic and just write everybody's names down, because they would be more than happy to come out here and play.
Which open mic?
The Electric Pressure Cooker.
Oh.
Yeah, the one I just hosted when I emceed.
MC'd.
There's plenty of artists there that would just love to come and just share their craft with everybody and play for free. And you'll bring in, they'll bring in friends and family to come watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when we were here and it was Anchor the Moon, I love those guys.
Yeah.
They didn't have amps, anything. They were playing straight up acoustic.
Straight acoustic. But, like, I mean, if you're listening to the podcast,
you can hear
the echo around here. It's a big place, and, like, the open ceiling and everything, it carries the sound pretty well.
Okay, before we started, I've been wanting to say this question. You said you wanted to talk about Batman.
Only the new one.
Okay.
Yeah, So I saw the trailer this morning, you saw the trailer.
It leaked yesterday, and I watched it, and I was disappointed. I should have waited, because the version I watched was like really shaky and really bad. What do you think about the new movie?
It was the preview was awesome. I watched for the first minute or so, and I was really into it. I was so stinking excited.
Did you like Man of Steel?
I did. It was all right, but
yeah.
And then Ben Affleck.
Just say Ben Affleck.
The trailer became totally unbelievable. Soon as you saw him, it's an embarrassment to the franchise.
What?
Are you not a fan of Ben Affleck, or he's just
no?
You don't
I'm just
like
not
him?
A fan of bad actors.
You don't like Ben Affleck?
He's a terrible actor.
You think so?
He's a terrible actor.
He's been good in some movies.
He makes good movies. Like
he
every
does.
Every he makes good movies.
He gets in the movies he directs and he makes, he gets his best performances out of himself, if that makes sense. When he's his own director, I think he does. Okay. I do.
I liked Good Will Hunting.
Like, everyone liked Good
Daredevil.
Will Hunting. And that's why Ben Affleck is famous, because of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, him and Matt Damon, but, right? That's where they got their start.
Matt Damon.
So it was totally believable until Ben Affleck popped on the screen.
Recognizable guy.
And then they showed the costume.
Oh.
It looks like a cartoon.
Yeah,
it's
like
supposed
not like,
to.
No, not like a good cartoon. Not like the comics or you know, any decent representation of Batman. It looked terrible. It was all CGI. And then eyes were...
Which
it
suit?
Was CGI.
Which suit?
Look at the one part. The one part where he's walking through the ravaged Gotham or wherever they are.
That's not CGI.
And his eyes are glowing. That was totally
CGI.
Oh,
well, that's the mech suit. That's when he puts on the mech suit. Did you ever read Dark Knight Returns?
Of course I read it. It doesn't matter.
That's when he puts
terrible.
On the suit to fight Superman. They can't put him in like an Iron Man suit and have him fight. Iron Man suit CGI?
Yeah, and they were also terrible movies too.
What? The new Avengers movie's coming out.
So what did you think about the Batman and Superman trailer?
I think it looks great. I think... what I like is it's different from the Marvel movies. Marvel's going straight up comic book.
Yeah, and DC stopped trying a long time ago.
And DC's not doing that. DC's now going grittier. They're now going more adult.
Yeah, that trailer looked really gritty.
It's going to be so gritty. It's all about how Superman's becoming an a-hole and just a jerk. And Batman has to... It's called Batman... Okay, in a legal court case, Dyke v. Arrington... Dyke, me, I am bringing you to justice, okay?
Okay.
I am the prosecutor, you are the defender.
Okay.
Batman v. Superman, Batman is bringing Superman to justice.
Okay. Yeah, that's the impression I got. So Superman's kind of like the villain then.
Well, in the Man of Steel, he destroyed like half of Metropolis in that end fight scene. He destroyed, I think that's so cool. I did Mock Trial. So when it first came out, I was like, "Oh, that means that Batman." I did do Mock Trial.
Mock Trial.
That means that means that Batman's bringing Superman to justice because
Rest
of all the all the the.
I got it.
Nice. Chris got my joke.
I don't know too much about all that, but all I can say is Ben Affleck. Why? What a terrible choice. I mean, I would have rather had George Clooney again than Ben
really?
Affleck. Yeah, totally.
George, I like so Clooney. Old. Now.
He's so old, but he made the best. The
I
best Bruce Wayne,
he
and of
was
course
so
Michael.
Silly.
Michael Keaton made the best Batman.
I'll tell you what. I loved Christian Bale's both of his. The voice did not impress me, but I loved his Batman. I didn't think he was enough of a detective. I don't think in any of the movies he's a detective.
Well, Hollywood these days makes movies for kids. They don't make movies for people that grew up with the franchise. I mean, don't get me started on G.I. Joe or Transformers. But,
such a mess.
You know, and the same thing with those...
that was so dark.
With the recent Batman trilogy, they completely rewrote Batman's history.
What do you mean? In the Batman trailer, they rewrote Batman's history?
Well, okay, all right. So maybe we can call it an Elseworlds title. Maybe it happened in a different universe, but it was awful.
The Christopher Nolan ones?
Yeah.
You don't like those?
Oh, yeah, those were totally
there
were
a number of inaccuracies. I mean, we can talk all day about that, but, you know, we're not here to talk about
that.
Well,
I'm a huge Nolan fan, so.
What else has he done?
I've seen all of his movies.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah, so he did Following, then he did Memento. Great movie. His third movie was Insomnia. Mm-hmm. And then he did Batman Begins.
Then Prestige.
Dark Knight. Inception, Dark Knight Rises, and then Interstellar. That's all nine. I've seen them all.
So you're a Christian, or Christopher Nolan.
He's a Nolan fan. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys call yourself something? Like Beliebers or something?
No, no. I don't know. No, Nolan.
Wait, he doesn't have anything on Martin Scorsese.
If you haven't seen Memento... That's an amazing movie.
I haven't seen it.
Memento.
No, Martin Scorsese. You haven't seen Memento or Martin Scorsese?
He's a director.
He's the director.
He did Newsroom, right?
No.
No.
No, yes, he did.
Wolf of Wall Street, Hugo.
No, I haven't
seen. I'm thinking recent movies. Shutter Island.
Goodfellas, Casino.
Departed.
Departed.
Anything with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I guess now that I think about it. Anything with
Robert De Niro got Aviator. A little too old for him, I think. So...
No, I haven't seen those, and I haven't seen, what was the one you said?
Memento?
Memento, I haven't seen Memento.
I haven't seen that either, but everyone talks about it.
Oh, it's really good. It's just, I mean, Nolan's known for doing like the non-linear storytelling, right, where he just jumps around, but Memento, like the whole movie is backwards.
Spoiler.
Yeah, they show one, well, it's not really a spoiler.
Like a 14-year-old movie.
Do they talk backwards too?
No. They show one scene and then they show the scene before it and then the scene before that.
So they didn't film it and then play it backwards.
No. It's.
I would love to see that movie.
The main character. It's Guy Pearce is the main character and he plays a guy with short-term memory loss.
Like Dory.
Yeah, like Dory from
Finding Nemo.
And So you're like him.
I'm an adult. I don't watch kids' movies.
What? Oh.
Pixar's not kids' movies.
Have you seen Big Hero 6?
What? No.
That's not Pixar.
Is that a cartoon?
No, that's not Pixar, but... Yeah. Frozen?
It's Disney.
Any of those?
Those aren't Pixar.
It's still Disney.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes. That's okay, not that was Pixar. Really good. That Wreck-It Ralph
was
really good.
I knew you liked Wreck-It Ralph. But they're still Disney.
Yeah.
Pixar doesn't make really good movies anymore.
Are you kidding? Wait, what did they make
When's
recently?
The last one they made that was good?
Toy Story 3 was good.
Toy Story 3 was good.
Isn't that kind of dark?
Yeah, at the end really... they all held hands and were like, we're going to die together.
I just saw a post today about a bunch of really dark movies that Disney did in the 80s.
That Disney did?
Yeah. Like,
or like
that...
they're all forgotten about?
No, they're trying to forget that they made these movies. Like Escape from Witch Mountain, wasn't that one of them?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, not the one with the rock. No, it was a remake. That was a remake. Escape from Witch Mountain with the Rock was a remake.
Okay.
No, I know what you're saying. They did have a bunch of movies like that.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
According to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. No,
it was still a kids movie though. It was just really dark.
Yeah, really dark. I don't know. I saw it a long time ago.
No, I do remember those movies. I was thinking about the Christopher Nolan movies, though. Have you seen The Prestige?
No.
You haven't? Oh, gosh, this is a question I wanted to ask you. I even wrote this down somewhere. Have you seen The Dead Next Door?
No, I keep meaning to watch it. The trailer is terrible.
I know.
It looks so gory.
Oh. I haven't watched the trailer yet.
Don't.
Don't. The trailer's really gory.
I can't wait to make
you need to link it to your Facebook page.
I can't,
I don't know if we should.
I can't wait to make you watch the
movie. It's so campy.
Okay.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
But that was filmed right here in Akron. When we watch it, I want you to watch it with us, or I want you to talk about it, because you know most of the buildings.
Right.
That was one of the first things you said to us.
We could do one of those commentary things.
It was made, like Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Won't we watch the movie and we just talk about it in the background?
Yeah.
We'll have to see if Chris will get that set up for us. I think I know somebody with a giant movie screen. Maybe we can sit in front of it and have him film it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
I know a guy.
Chris knows a guy. But no. When we watch it, one of the first things you said to us when we met you was, you know all the buildings here in Akron.
Most of them. The ones downtown anymore.
Nantucket. Nantucket is the one with the V instead of a U. There's a sign.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's got a V instead of a U.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Nantucket.
What was here?
I think it's still pronounced Nantucket.
What was here before the library was built?
I don't know. That was way before my time. I mean, the library was here before the library was built.
There was a library here?
Yeah, what is it, 10 or 15 years ago maybe, they raised most of the library down to the ground and rebuilt it.
Because it's a newer building.
Newer. They kept a lot of the old structure. The part that we're sitting in right now in the cafe used to be part of the old library. Somebody told me actually the cafe where we are right now used to be outside, but I think it was about 10 years ago. They moved all the books to where the DMV is up on Talmadge
Avenue. I remember that.
And they were there for 2 years, so you walked in and it was just a warehouse size.
I went there. Right. I do remember that because I loved to get the books, like the visual books, like the Star Wars ones, where you'd open it and it was a cross section and you could see like how the Millennium Falcon was built and stuff like that.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars.
I know.
Wait, you haven't seen the trailer.
Great segue. I haven't seen the new trailer. I don't really like Star Wars.
Do you care if we... Oh, okay, then we're talking about it.
I mean, it's either Star Trek or Star Wars. You can't have both.
Which one are you? You're a Star Trek fan then?
Of course. That makes more sense.
I'm not a big fan of, like... I like Star Wars... I don't care.
Nobody really likes Star Wars. The people who say they like Star Wars say they like Star Wars because television tells them to.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of those guys. I'll admit to it. Like, I enjoyed the movies every once in a while, but I'm not like a diehard Star Wars fan.
What?
You can't even see Star Wars anymore. You see the original Star Wars, and there's a Pepsi machine in the cantina. And, you know, there's this...
What are you talking about?
You're ruining my childhood.
There's this garbage dispute about who shot first. George Lucas, every time he releases a new printing of the movie, he changes something or adds something.
Yeah, well, it's not that's because he's indecisive.
No, it's because he's a capitalist. That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we were going to talk about politics.
I love those movies.
If you haven't seen the movie before George Lucas got his hands on his own movie, then you haven't seen the movies.
You're probably
so what you love is not what I loved as a child.
No, that is true. They've changed immensely throughout the years. I love the story of I just love Star Wars. But with the new trailer, Harrison Ford's in it for like 2 seconds. And he's so old, and it's awesome.
I sink, and I want to know what you think about Harrison Ford now.
I
sink in my seat every time. Every time somebody says Harrison Ford is reprising a role from my youth, I mean, that's another example of George Lucas destroying my youth.
Yeah, and, that fourth one wasn't very good. He was good in it. Harrison Ford.
I don't even think when you buy the box set, it just comes with the original three, and there's like a little note that says if you want the third one, ask at the front counter or the fourth one.
I think
I think they come.
Like
it does come.
Aliens, though. Aliens.
I've never seen it actually. I've only ever seen the first Indiana Jones movie.
Don't.
The Alien movies?
No.
The fourth Indiana.
The fourth. You're right. Don't see it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Aliens, the Ridley Scott movie.
Alien Resurrection was really good.
I like that one.
Is that new or something?
No, 1997, I think. Jean-Pierre Jeunet directed it.
Okay, the only thing I've seen like in the general series is the Prometheus, like the newest one. I don't watch a lot of those 80s, 90s movies.
It's a prequel, but not really a prequel.
Yeah.
Where there's some things that are the same, but not the same. Did you see Prometheus?
No.
That's what Ridley Scott said. He says, it takes place in the same universe. I'm doing finger quotes. It takes place in the same universe, but it's not a direct prequel to my movie. But like the space jockey,
right,
when they find him in the first movie, That's that giant thing that sits on the chair, Ben, in Prometheus.
I barely remember that movie.
Okay, well, the giant alien dude, the big white alien dude, is like a split second in the first Alien movie.
Okay.
Like, they see it, he's just laying on a chair, and that's all you see. And that's almost what all of Prometheus is about.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it takes place in the same universe, but it's not a direct prequel. Mm-hmm. That's how Ridley Scott always talked about it. That's what he would say when he made up those movies. Are you excited for Chris Pratt to be Indiana Jones?
What?
Which one? What?
You guys didn't hear that?
Chris Pratt is going to... Like They're rebooting.
That dopey guy from that show?
Yeah!
Why
Star-Lord!
Okay, like, Chris Pratt's just got to calm down. He's going to be everybody. He's in Jurassic
World. I'm okay with that.
I mean, no, he's a good actor. He's funny and like... You know, he can do the serious roles too, but at the same time,
I'm excited. He's going to be in Jurassic World.
He's everywhere.
He's in the Marvel movies.
He's this year's Jeremy Renner.
Oh, don't say that.
Jeremy Renner was like everywhere last year.
He was hot for like 4 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
And now he's lucky to get back in the Avengers movie, and they're probably going to kill him off at the end. Sorry.
He's a good actor. You know, he was good in American Hustle.
So I just looked up Chris Pratt. And by the looks of it, he's going to be in the remake of The Magnificent Seven.
Are you kidding me?
Which is a movie they need to stop remaking.
They've remade that movie like 12 times now.
Yeah. Well, I suppose The Magnificent Seven technically is a remake itself.
I mean,
didn't they always joke that A Bug's Life was a remake of The Magnificent Seven?
Well, I guess the theme kind of carries over. You've got
any movie that it's like, I brought some friends into town.
Well, seven friends. It has to be seven friends. I mean,
was there seven in that movie?
Yeah, Seven Samurai was seven samurai protecting a village. The Magnificent Seven with the magnificent Yul Brynner was seven people.
The two.
I'm not familiar with Magnificent Seven at all.
Stick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that a superhero thing?
No, it's a Western. No.
Oh.
There was eight in A Bug's Life.
What, did you wait when we were talking? Were you just counting all the characters?
Hey, we're like, back to Pixar again.
There's the ladybug. There's the stick. There was the butterfly and the praying mantis.
Why do you know that so readily?
There's the pill bugs, two of them, and then there was the big dumb.
Pill bugs count as one.
Yeah, so. You're right. Then that is seven. There was seven. It was a remake. But no, he is. He's gonna be. Rumored that he's going to be the new Indiana Jones.
I mean, at this point, they're just like exploiting the guy.
I'm excited. I'm okay
with
that.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah. Well, celebrities are automatically like exploited anyway.
Did you watch Community? That's what he was on.
No, he was on Parks and Rec.
Did you watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah, that was a great show.
Mm-hmm. It was a good show. No, it's over now.
It's over now, right?
Yeah.
That was the one with Amy Poehler.
You're right.
Was that show playing at the same time that 30 Rock was?
I think so.
For a little bit.
Yeah, there was a crossover.
For like a season or two.
Okay.
But, Amy Poehler was... I don't know if she was ever in 30 Rock.
No, she wasn't. But Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are, like, the same person.
Mm-hmm.
They're always stuck at the hip.
Well, Tina Fey's doing the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which I finished the first season of. It's a good show.
You liked it?
It's funny.
All I saw was the penis noir. The Pinot Minar.
What?
The trailer that they put online.
I don't think you said what you thought you said.
No, I'm saying what I meant.
I think I remember that episode.
You know what I'm saying?
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the characters. He sings opera.
About Titus.
Uh huh. And instead of Pinot Noir, it's penis noir.
Oh, so you meant to say that?
Yeah, okay. I meant to say it. Yeah. But no, I haven't seen that show yet. You know what show I am binge watching right now?
What?
Daredevil.
What?
Oh yeah, that's right. The
Let's go back to
on Netflix.
Ben Affleck.
Is he in the show?
No.
Oh.
No. But Kingpin is played by Vincent D'Onofrio. Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
You don't know who Vincent D'Onofrio?
No, I do. Who else is in it?
You know who Vincent D'Onofrio is.
Who is that?
The only thing that I wasn't he in Men in Black? The guy who told
me. Yeah, in Men in Black.
I never saw Men in Black.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, of course.
I never saw that.
Stanley Kubrick.
I didn't get into movies until like college.
He was on Law and Order for like 12 years. Criminal Intent for like 12 years or something like that. But yeah, he plays Kingpin. He's in Jurassic World.
The main guy from Criminal Intent?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's like big and tall and he had big gray hair. Big guy. Gray. Not SVU. I think you're thinking of SVU.
No, I'm thinking of Criminal Intent. I really like that guy.
Okay, yeah,
I have
he
no
plays
idea
Kingpin.
What you're talking about.
He plays Kingpin in Daredevil.
Okay.
Yeah, that show's really good. You would like it.
Daredevil?
Yes.
Not a big Marvel fan. I mean, Marvel is for kids, if you want to really get down to it. They pander to children, but DC,
I could see DC's the, at least right now, they're doing like the gritty stuff.
No, that's what the Daredevil shows are. They are more adult.
And they're doing that with
Daredevil's always
Deadpool
been gritty
too.
Anyway.
Yeah, Deadpool's supposed to be X-rated. R-rated. X-rated. Whoa. That's not what I meant to say.
Hang on, let me see if I can. No, I'm sorry.
But that's what they're doing with like Daredevil series on Netflix. They're more gritty. They show blood. And like someone's head got decapitated, like they show stuff like that, but it all takes place in this Marvel universe.
Yeesh. That was a bit redundant.
What?
Their head got decapitated.
Yeah, you can Can't you decapitate other parts of your body?
No, or you can only decapitate a head.
I think it's kind of weird that those movies all take place in like the same universe, where like Deadpool is going to be like the super violent. I mean, like. You can't drop the F-bomb in a PG-13 movie.
Once.
You know?
I mean, you can.
One time. So, like, all the other superheroes, they just don't swear, you know? Isn't that kind of weird? Like,
But not everybody swears. Some people just don't, when they talk, they don't swear.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're in these crazy situations, and they, like, none of them, you know, they just don't drop.
The fuck is going on?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, Deadpool, you know, he's like, that's all.
He
that's
doesn't
what he
take
does.
Place in the same universe.
He doesn't?
No.
They're not tying in Deadpool with Marvel? Oh,
no. Deadpool's
okay, never mind then.
Deadpool's owned by Sony?
I don't know.
Oh, it's like the whole Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and company returned to Deadpool set.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds playing him again. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be more straight. It's not going to be what they did in that Wolverine movie. It's going to be more his character and more how Deadpool's crazy and swears a lot and talks to himself. It's going to be really good. I like it. I think Ryan Reynolds will do really good in it. How do you feel about Ryan Reynolds?
Is he the one that played Green Lantern?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about politics.
It's just a go-to phrase.
It's just a go-to phrase about everything.
It is. So we can talk about Magnificent Seven again.
Did you pull that back up?
What? Yeah, I pulled it back up because, you know, Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen and Charles. Look at that chin, Charles Bronson.
I'm looking.
Amazing chin.
Wait, which one?
Charles Bronson.
That's an old photo.
Well, I think he's dead by now, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, we're talking about Magnificent Seven. Okay. Yeah. I thought we were talking about an upcoming movie.
We're talking about A Bug's Life.
How is he going to be in an upcoming movie if he's dead?
Wasn't that one guy that just died in a...
Paul Walker?
Yeah.
I mean, he was Furious dead. Seven.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
What?
Come on.
Those movies were so good.
No, they weren't.
None of them were any good. What are you talking
None
about?
None of them were any good. All you heard the entire time, it's like 19 hours of revving engines and terrible music in the background.
Oh, it's so good.
And no, it's no. Oh, no, I won't. Dude. I'm not even going to pretend to be nice. It was not good.
I hear a lot of mixed reviews about these. Like the higher up, like those crazy smart critics, movie critics, they're all like, yeah, it's a very smart film. Like, it's over the top on purpose, and it's...
No.
And no, well, that's the idea. Like,
there's just so... I mean, I guess so, but they are... I love those movies. I can just turn my brain off and watch them.
Yeah, exactly. But in a way, like, they're sort of subverting the genre. I don't know what the critics are
it's
saying.
It's really good,
like,
and it's Jason Statham
people.
Versus the Fast and the Furious. Jason Statham and The Rock fight each other, and it's an awesome fight scene.
Is that even a contest?
Yeah, Jason Statham's like a martial artist in real life.
Jason Statham would probably use guns.
In the fights, they do use guns at some point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They start shooting at each other. But like the fist fight between the two of them is amazing. It's so great.
What else you got on your list? Oh.
My list?
Yeah, is there anything else on the list?
Hang on
my list?
Yeah.
Are we getting to the end?
Yeah, it's about 50 minutes in.
I don't have a lot on my list.
I was going to write something down, but Ben threw my pen across the room.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he threw my pen.
I don't know. Why would someone do that? Hey, we could do some recommendations. Remember?
Ooh, good. Let's get Dave on this, too.
Yeah, sure. So we can go first, give you some time to think. Mm-hmm. We We recommend something that we may have experienced in the past week or so. Movie, podcast,
TV show,
anything.
Game.
Yeah, I did a video game last week, which was kind of silly, but
yeah, for our first one, he was like, "I'm going to recommend a video game."
I finished Majora's Mask, and I was like, "Everyone needs to play this game." I was on a Majora's Mask high.
What system did you play it on?
The 3DS. Don't make fun of me.
Is that a children's toy?
No, it's not a children's toy, but you know,
mine's broken.
I never played the original.
Yeah, if you didn't play it on N64, you didn't really play it.
Yeah, so I know.
Not quite the same.
But the
you
3DS
are a purist
one
at heart, aren't you?
I am.
You are a purist at heart.
The 3DS version is pretty good. Like they upgraded the graphics. It looks pretty good.
Well, then you didn't really play the same game.
I know. I get it. I get it. I know.
Sorry. I love how people can't see our faces, but Ben's face right there was just like, I know.
I know, David.
I know, David. I'm going to recommend Furious 7, Daredevil, Gotham.
No, you get one recommendation.
One recommend?
Yeah, you already did Furious 7 last week.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it again. No, I'm going to recommend Gotham. I've been watching Gotham. It's been really good. It's really good.
Okay. Like on the WB?
Fox.
What are they calling it now?
Fox. That's CW. Or? And that's Arrow.
CW.
What?
Arrow and Flash on the CW. Fox does Gotham.
Oh my gosh.
But it's really good. I'm liking it.
It is good?
Oh yeah. Donald Lauf. I don't know how to say his name. As Harvey Bullock. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then the cool thing and what they're doing is they show like a different Batman villain like every other episode, like their origin stories. It's really cool. Like the Riddler, Edward Nigma, works with the police. It's so cool.
Oh, cool.
He's like a forensic scientist when he was like
and
a teenager.
They're tying all the DC TV shows. No. They're not tying into each other. I thought they were like even they were like bringing Smallville in and
probably
somehow,
not
somehow.
Not Fox to CW. Maybe all the CW like yes, Flash and Arrow will, but not Gotham.
Oh, okay,
it'll be off on its own. All right, so you, good sir, what is something you recommend?
I think I'm gonna recommend The Magnificent Seven.
the old movie.
Yeah, if only to see Charles Bronson's magnificent chin. But then if you're going to watch that, watch Seven Samurai as well.
Mm-hmm. Just watch all of them. Like, go through all of the different ones?
No, just those two. Mm-hmm. That's it. You don't need to watch
any
remakes.
Was Charles Bronson in Seven Samurai too?
No, that's much older. It's a Akira Kurosawa film. Samurai.
Say that again.
Akira Kurosawa.
That sounds so cool. It's like your last name. I love that. I love that. It's like, it's hard to say.
Di Domenico.
Di Domenico.
You know, every time I hear somebody say your name, all I can think. Yeah, your name.
Yeah,
your last name. I just picture Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam when he says women in comfortable shoes. He's talking.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. I don't remember the scene.
I don't remember that either.
I
thought you were going to say Birdcage, and I was like, that's a pretty easy
one. It's a generational thing.
It's they're talking. Can I say lesbians?
Sure, go ahead.
No.
Okay, so he's talking about lesbians, and he refers to them as women in comfortable. You've never seen? Have you seen Good Morning Vietnam?
Don't look at me. Don't judge
me. I have seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, I thought everybody, when he died, went through like a Netflix marathon and
watched
all of his movies.
Yeah, like Jumanji.
Jumanji was really good. Oh my gosh, they actually make a physical board game. You can buy. Hey,
did the pieces move by themselves?
If anyone out there has a copy of Jumanji, like a physical copy, not the movie, bring it on May 2nd to the next game night.
That's a good call.
Is it hard to find?
Probably, but I've never really looked.
I would think so. As soon as I'm stuck. I know. As soon
I'm
as
tangled
he
up on your cord.
As soon as he passed, I bet that did go up on eBay.
Yeah, everything. I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire VHS is probably astronomically priced by now.
It went up.
Probably. I don't know.
Hey Ben, grab your guitar.
I didn't do a recommendation.
You did a recommend.
I thought you
talked about Majora's Mask again.
No, that wasn't my recommendation.
His recommendation was let's do a recommendation.
No,
yeah, that's what he always.
No,
does.
I had one prepared.
Well, what is it?
It's okay. It's the Dead Authors podcast. I've told
you
about
have.
This. Okay. It,
no, it's a cool idea.
You need to listen to it.
It's
so
awesome.
Funny. Yeah, it's Paul F. Tompkins. He's a comedian. He acts like H.G. Wells, and he gets a bunch of other comedians. Why are you giving me that face?
Because he's probably heard it 100 times, but I haven't.
I know.
So
yeah.
Let him talk.
Okay. So Paul F. Tompkins, the comedian, plays H.G. Wells, and he brings. he quote unquote brings dead authors back from the past into the present, and he interviews them. And so it's just comedians who are acting as these dead authors. And so the latest one that he just did is Ron L. Hubbard, the guy who started Scientology.
L. Ron.
Okay, L. Ron Hubbard, yeah.
What did you say?
Ron L.
That was close enough.
That's close enough.
I wonder if that's actually L. Hubbard. We're going to find out, though.
They're actually doing two parts for L. Ron Hubbard. So they just released the first part, and it's hilarious. So yeah, check out the Dead Authors podcast.
I have a podcast, so too. Can I do another recommendation?
Okay.
Can I still watch Gotham, but my recommendation, and I've told...
You have to do one or the other.
I don't know which one to recommend then.
No.
But How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
It's this hilarious podcast with Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas. They're both on The League, on the TV show League. It's so great. They watch a horrible movie, and then they break it down, and they literally try to figure out how did this movie get made. They just did Deep Blue Sea, Lake Placid, Con Air, A View to a Kill. They just watch horrible movies.
Hey, well... I mean, A View to a Kill by default is not.
That's James Bond.
Right?
That's
so,
the
yeah,
one.
By
where
default, it's not. I mean, even the worst James Bond film, it's still James Bond.
But they watch like movies, and they're like, "How did this get made?" And they have a different guest on all the time. They've had not Pete Holmes. No, I think Pete Holmes has been on there a couple times.
Said Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon's been on there. He goes on.
Creator
all the
time. Of Community. Mm-hmm. If you're a Community fan,
do you listen to any podcast?
Spoils of Akron podcast.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Recommend Spoils of Akron podcast.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, we want to send a thank you to Mr. Chris Miller. Chris, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
He is running the sound for us and running the board. But we also have some guests here watching us. We have Mr. I'm not going to get the last name right. Ishmael Al-Hamin. I got it right? Yes. And Dominic. I didn't get...
Donovan.
I wrote it as Dominic. Donovan, they've been watching us the entire time. We love having audience members in the audience, I should say. Live audience members. But we want to send thank yous again to Akron Digital Media Center for helping us get out to people. And the Akronist. And most importantly, to our own David DiDomenico.
DiDomenico.
Dang it!
I'll write it down phonetically for you.
But, we recorded right now in the Coffee Pot Cafe in the Akron Library, and this is such a great space. You guys should come down and check it out. But thank you guys so much, and have a great day. Say bye, David.
Bye, David.
Bye.